I've got a one-track mind. So when the balloon popped up off my taskbar and XP warned me that my resources were getting dangerously low, it was like being awakened from a deep sleep. It's a virus. Gotta be a virus. But no, task manager told me nothing suspicious was running. Netstat showed me the connections, and faster than you can say RSS enclosure under XML, I was at iPotter Beta 2v2. Memory leak. Gotta be. Memory leak and an unstable beta puffing up the swap file. My hard disk space on C was going down a meg a minute, maybe more. And then I found it. It was Madge Weinstein. But it was Adam Curry, too, and Don and Drew, and not your usual bollocks, and even Tim Quaffing Castileo on Winecast for Wine Blogging Wednesday. They were all fighting for space in my documents bar my received podcasts. They were taking over my computer. And I didn't see it coming. As the audio guy in a video world, my files have never been big, even the uncompressed multi-tracked ones, pale when compared with virtually lossless NTSC, let alone HD with an alpha channel. And 64 kbps MP3s? Nothing. Not even remotely significant. I was fooling myself, because in the aggregate, they were fighting for disk space on my little 40-gig home computer I've been working on to be next to the latte machine and away from the nagging office phone. It was an epiphany, because not only do they overwhelm my hard drive, they overwhelm the network. The reason we don't see it is because we're all early adopters here. We're the folks who take a text medium, which is how the internet started out, turn binary into characters so we can send an attachment as if it's a letter. When it's six of us sitting around looking at our handiwork, it's all high fives and sotto voce pronouncements of sweet. But let the great unwashed get a hold of it, and suddenly we're swamped, and we've got last mile problems and peering fights. Finally, somebody far enough out there to see the big picture says, other people's money. Because that's what we're doing. We're publishing using other people's facilities supported by other people's money. And sometime sooner, sometimes later, there's this come to Jesus meeting. And I don't mean Godcast. The last time we got all hot and bothered about direct internet delivery of audio streams, the bean counters were giving us very bad news about the cost of bandwidth to deliver content individually over very long pipes. When a typical Yeast radio comes in just under 55 megabytes, that's a pretty big chunk of bandwidth. It's our own fault. Since the earliest days of the commercial internet, 1993 is when I got connected, we've done things for free or cheap instead of charging the real value because we saw how unbelievably cool this medium could be. But we're at a tipping point. We're on the verge of podcasting becoming real mass communications.
Is that heavy?
That's a big job. Do you know there's so many chickens on the other side that won't come down here?
Is that heavy?
High cholesterol. High cholesterol. High cholesterol.
Are you solid?
Let me be thankful for my perfection. Honor. Imbue me with honor. Right actions, protocol, and right speech. I will treat others with honor for the spark of God they carry. I will honor my temple as well by taking care of myself. Truth, to know my beliefs and to live them to thine own self. Love, to attain love of self and love of community to life. Love to do battle for God and to know that spirituality is simply doing a kindness every day. To love the unique spark of God within. Pride. To know pride in oneself is good. To take pride in myself and protect my spark of God. For this I pray so that I may be a shining example of your love and light in this world. I ask this all in the name of God. Amen.
Pickle.
lesbian Madge Weinstein here. How are you, audience, who can't respond? But you can say to yourself, I am doing well, Madge the lesbian Weinstein. I am doing well. I was using an effect on Sylvia. I don't know if you could notice. I'll try for myself. Hello? It's supposed to be like a church. No, it sounds like shit, though. Fuck that. It doesn't sound like no damn church. Fuck. It just sounds like an artificial verse. Anyway, so much for that. So much for the Sylvia. That little experimentation in Sylviation. I mean, in piety. Anyway, can you smell my schnozola? Oh, where's my woody? Do I hear any buzzing? The buzzing spirits. Oh, my water's over there. Not here. They always stand to the left of you, not to the right. I have to clean. My iPhone is kablooting out because she is almost out of disk space. So I am using one of my jailbroken applications to clean it up because they don't want to get rid of me or the music I've done been downloading and things like that. I've also downloaded the HBO application so I can watch The Veep using my sister's account. Do you've seen The Veep, audience? It's with that Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and it's about the vice president. And, well, I just like the show because she says fuck a lot. And she talked about come, like Christ can't come, that sort of thing. But ladies and gentlemen, gentle audience, that is to say, is my audio working? I have something just marvelous, marvelous, just marvelous for you to hear. And it's kind of news, actually. And it is news. I mean, I really should have led with this, as the kids say. But Dylan alerted to me, I think it was Dylan or Dan Gladys. I don't know, they all sound kind of the same to me, you know. Well, this sort of is, I guess, self-explanatory.
We have an emergency. The Jesuits are about to launch a nuclear bomb that has semen in it that will infect everyone. We need our scientists all over the world to help us stop this bomb. And also, it's going to be like Jesuit bukkake in a nuclear bomb, and it's headed towards Canada, where Judge Terrance Jenkins is right now. Any scientists out there that can help us stop this bomb or come up with some sort of spermicide that will counter all the germs that are going to come out of this bomb, contact Judge Terrance Jenkins at Judge Terry Jenkins, JudgeTerryJenkins at yahoo.com. Judge Terry Jenkins, or go to Gerard Butler, GerardButlermd at gmail.com. They are going to, the nuclear bomb is headed right towards Canada right now, where Terry Jenkins is.
Okay, so I seen that, and it alerted me because I thought, oh my God, what's going to happen with this sperm? Oh, sorry, Griselda is texting me. Maybe the sperm has hit New York. Sorry to interrupt, but it's important. I'm buying salmon for dinner. Why is that important? Griselda heard. Okay, and but the second part is even more alarming because I don't know. I mean, at first I thought this was a hoax, but then I listened to this and, oh my God, I think the CIA's are listening, because as soon as I said that, my recording stopped. I mean, it may have had to do with the phone. I don't know. Touching the magnet, which I think sucks. Anyway, there's more of this, and I'll just let that speak for herself, if I could find this holder. Oh my God, this is really intense.
I have a very sad video to make today. Mm-hmm. The Canadian nation has been hit with this new cocky bomb. I'm going to read a letter that I got from Brent Spiner, dated December the 21st, 2011, 1:10 a.m. My dear wife, I am writing to you from the Canadian International Hospital, where I sit in quarantine, zipped inside a dreadfully squeaky white hazmat suit. These suits actually look like the space suits we used on the set of Star Trek. So at the very least, I know I look cute in them. Mm-hmm. What I am writing you is a first-hand account of the horrible bombing that took place today. All of Canada has been bukkakeed. I cannot describe to you the smell. Mm-hmm. The sensations are so vivid in my mind, I have had trouble sleeping. Every time I close my eyes, the scene comes pouring back into my eyes, my ears, my nostrils, my mouth, like a horrific rape scene stuck on repeat. Minutes from hour zero, I sat in the hospital room next to Terrance Jenkins. Mm-hmm. My heart was pounding. My palms were sweating as I flattened them on the cold window, dilated pupils fixated on the brightening horizon in the distance. I prayed. I saw the Nukaki bomb as it came over the sky, silent, unglamorous, like an idle daydream, whisking across the imagination and disappearing among the clouds. The room seemed to stand silent, still, swelling with the melody of I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, playing over the hospital intercom, uninterrupted by the horror dawning outside with the cold glow of the winter sun. The bomb dropped. I opened my mouth to scream, but nothing came out. Mm-mm. The powerful blast ejaculated through the streets so fast there was no time to react. Innocent civilians had drowned in the milky depths before they could even scream. Buildings burst. The entire hospital shook under the tremendous quakes of the earth as doctors and nurses flooded into the rooms to gather everyone down into the basement. They made sure to round up all of the celebrities first. The next thing I know, I was being dragged out of the room while Terrance Jenkins still lay on the hospital bed. Leave him, they said. He will never survive the trip without his left testicle, but I wouldn't allow it. Not this man, not my friend. I whirled out of the arms of the nurses and flung myself to his bedside. I politely asked permission to touch his body, to which he responded with a reluctant, drugged-out groan, then cupped his injured testicles in my own hands and hoisted his body out of the bed. I then began the arduous journey down 27 flights of stairs en route to the safety of the basement. Grasping the body of Terrance Jenkins, heaving and sweating, my legs pumped as hard and fast as they could. In no short time, the windows on the stairs exploded, and like an ocean tidal wave, the taste of salt violated my mouth and burned the back of my throat. We were being blasted with semen. I tried to run faster, but my timing couldn't have been more terrible. Just as I neared each landing, the windows at head level would burst, shouting blast after blast of semen directly into my face. I wanted to collapse, to lose my mind in the terrible nuclear bukkake storm. Had it not been for my desire to save poor Terrance Jenkins and my desire to again see your sweet face, I might have died right then and there, sobbing in a pool of sperm and AIDS. Those Jesuits, I would not give it to them. I was the last to arrive at the doors to the basement. I set Terrance Jenkins down on the floor while Vladimir and the doctors immediately bolted the heavy doors shut behind us. Mere seconds later came the shaking blast of ejaculate hitting the steel doors. We had made it. We were safe. I knelt to check on Terrance. To my horror, he was no longer breathing. I cried out in horror and protest and immediately began CPR. I put my mouth to his over and over, trying so desperately to infuse air into his heavily inseminated lungs, pausing to pump my palms against his manly chest. The doctors, nurses, and all the men circled the two of us. My eyes welled up with tears as I saw the doctor shake his head. Gerard Butler removed his hat silently, praying in Irish. I strained and I pumped, unwilling to give in. With one final thrust, I saw a gurgle of semen burst past his big lips. His eyes rolled open, and he began to grunt. He could barely speak. His words still spraying with remnants of inhaled semen as he tried to force them out. He asked where he was, and proudly I replied that other than being covered in semen of mostly unknown origins, he was safe. It was then I finally collapsed onto the floor beside him, exhausted, and slept. Hours later, we returned to the surface to inspect the aftermath of the attack. I almost gagged upon re-entering the hospital building. The odors permeated my nostrils, and I immediately brought my hand to my face to cover my mouth. The only way to describe it is like the cheapest mushroom Alfredo you have ever had, left to rot in the fridge for several months. Shuddering, I turned my eyes to the nearest window. My mouth fell open in a slow, seeping shock, as did the protection of my hand. The streets, which I would have presumed to be flowing with the milky remnants of Jesuit semen, had hardened over in the afternoon sun, freezing the entire city mid-wash in a noxious yellow crust. Rescue teams were sent to chisel through the wreckage looking for survivors. The rest of us were brought back to quarantine to be dealt with. According to Fox News, every Canadian woman has fallen pregnant. This has become a national crisis. I'm sure they are censoring this from the United States. Brianna, too. Brianna is Terrance Jenkins' baby that was rescued from the Vatican and who has my genes and Terrance's genes. The Jesuits created her using our stolen eggs and semen.
Okay.
Brianna, too, has become pregnant. But she has chosen to have an abortion, so she should come out of this okay. All of the men are okay. Our doctors are able to obtain enough spermicide to sanitize our bodies. We had to stand naked in quarantine and be blasted with a spermicide hose to fully eradicate all of the sperm. I am feeling itchy, but at least I am well. Terrance Jenkins is making a recovery as well. He is doing better than I could have hoped. And miraculously, he still has his right testicle, although it is hanging on by a thread, so he has to hold it. I am glad you are safe and far, far away from here. I wish I could be with you, your husband, Brent Spiner. I also had about a 45-minute conversation with Terrance Jenkins, and I will be transcribing that and making a YouTube video about that. That may be several videos long. But I can't let you listen to the voice of Terrance Jenkins, because that way the Jesuits can track Terrance and kill him.
I see.
In fact, that's one reason they had such a good aim when they dropped the Nukaki bomb in Canada.
Really?
But I will say that the men that were affected were Matthew McConaughey, Brent Spiner, Gerard Butler. I believe Hugh Jackman was there. I think Vladimir is no longer there. I'm not sure, but... Terrance told me that all of Canada has been affected. They're able to blow the winds so that this Bukkake fallout is confining itself to Canada. But the Jesuits want to drop a Bukkake bomb on the United States, on the White House, and all of the Fox News is not able to broadcast this in the United States to let the world know what has happened. So I'm letting you know through this YouTube video. The senators and representatives in the United States need to get on this, and maybe you could contact Terrance Jenkins or Brent Spiner and Vladimir Putin and find a way to try to stop these Jesuits. Maybe you need to get a shield up.
Okay.
A shield over the United States and over all the countries in the world, because you can block this Nukaki bomb with a shield, but you need to get it up to protect your country. Canada is in ruins right now, and Canada needs our prayers. The whole Canadian nation is in devastation right now. Canada needs our prayers. But you other countries out there, before the Jesuits send a bomb to your country, you need to get a shield up. Contact Vladimir Putin or somebody, but you need to get, there's a shield technology you can get up to block this Nukaki bomb. We weren't able to get it up in time in Canada. So I'm going to make send this video out. This is an emergency.
Yeah. Is that it? That's the whole thing. I'm sorry to play the whole thing for you, but oh my God, I've wasted 22 minutes with absolute garbage. Sorry about that. Well, the beginning wasn't garbage. That was a recording from 2005 by PBC Liberal, who I actually met. He's a very nice person, professional voiceover actor and producer, and he's done a lot of very interesting things. He lives in Florida. But he probably made that in 2005. I'm sure he did. And but I met him in 2006 on my way up from Florida. He used to do these very rare recordings, and each one of them is good. I only have three that I saved, maybe I'll play the other one at the end. Oh my God. What's wrong with me? Anyway, so let's look at my list of topics, because I'm finding that my shows aren't as horrible when I have topics, except that I didn't even look at them for the first 22 minis. Maybe I'll warn my audience, meaning you, that, wait, let me look at this one. Yeast task. I'm using my tasks. You know, my task thing, my Itasca. On my holder. Yeast topics. Okay. YouTube crazy sperm bomb. Done. Play PBC Liberal. Comparative mythology. Nope. We played the other one by him. Let's see. Brian Biddle had a question for me. And since nobody ever asks me questions, I thought I would answer it as best as I could. By the way, if you do want to ask me a question, I'm at Bloated Lesbian on the Twitter, and I'm also Yeast Radio Podcast to subscribe on Facebook, and of course, yeastradio.com and all this other shit. One firm uterus, plus one firm uterus, if you want to cool me, and your mama. Okay, so Biddle Brian, what? That's weird. It says Brian Biddle at Biddle Brian 50M at Brian Biddle. Question for next podcast. Which president from the past 40 years was the best for the country? Oh my God. How the fuck should I know? I really don't know. I can tell you who it isn't. It's definitely not George Bush 2. It's definitely not George Bush 1. It's definitely not Reagan, because he was just horrible and dismantled everything, unions. I would say it's definitely not Nixon, though he did some nice things. Johnson, I don't really know what he did except for Vietnam. Kennedy, space program, what else did he do? Die. Who was before that? Eisenhower? He built the highways, that's pretty good. How many years is that? 40? I forgot how old I am. Oh, 40 years. We're way past Eisenhower. I don't even know math. So that leaves Clinton and Obama. I'm going to have to take Clinton off because I think he fucked a lot of things up. Dismantling Glass-Steagall, putting in Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and the Family and Torture Medical Act. So that leaves only our current president, Obama, who loves to spy on people. But that's not really fair because he's the current president. But the only reason I say that is because he got the health care reform passed. I hope that answers your question. And I really, since I don't know much about what all those presidents did, honestly, I'm just a lesbian. I'm only a simple lesbian. Oh, yes, the AP things. What is going on with AP according to... Let me look. I have this. I stole my father's Wall Street Journal subscription because he doesn't need it. I mean, he reads the paper, but he doesn't read it electronically. But I think I saw an article about this today. You know, the AP spying. You know, I did work through for a. Well, I did work at through AP for AP when I did Max and Stacey's show because they actually, produced the show. For RT, but I haven't heard Max or Stacey say anything about it, so maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe they're told not to, or maybe they don't think it's the right thing to do. I really have no idea. Holder defends phone seizure records. Let's see. Attorney, I love he's called the holder, like my holder. I'm reading it from the holder. Attorney, blah, 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 defended the Justice Department subpoena of Associated Press phone records, including personal cell phone records of some of its reporters, saying Tuesday that a leak to the news organization about a 2012 counterterrorism operation put America at risk and needed aggressive response. Mr. Holder said he recused himself in the leak investigation, didn't make the decision to pursue the AP records. That decision was made by the Deputy Attorney General, acting on request of the U.S. Attorney General, blah, blah, blah. So he's obviously blaming his inferiors, which means he did it. The records related to phone lines used by reporters. It sounds an awful lot like the Murdoch scandal, doesn't it? Poor Stacey Herbert, wherever she goes, they spy on her. The Justice Department, I'm sorry if I'm not supposed to talk about that, but she was, no, she does. She was spied on by Rupert Murdoch. If she doesn't want me to say that, then it didn't happen. The Justice Department said the probe is looking into a leak concerning a 2012 counterterrorism operation in Yemen. In his remarks Tuesday, Mr. Hilder called the leak of the classified information among the most serious he'd ever seen. Okay. It put the American people at risk, and that's not a hyperbole, Mr. Hilder says. He made the remarks in response to Reuters' questions in an unrelated news conference on healthcare fraud. Trying to determine who was responsible, blah, blah, blah. Okay, the disclosure of the subpoena, blah, blah, blah. Mr. appears to... I'm trying to figure out what exactly information... The scope of the ISIS action, Okay, it doesn't say what information it was. I don't know much about this, but I know that it had to do with a terrorist attack. What is this? The nation's news media were stunned to learn. Okay, this is a Freedom of the Press Reporters Committee letter to the holder. I'm not sure what exactly was leaked. Let's see. It violated First Amendment, according to the reporters. It sounds like it violated a First Amendment business, but I'm just curious about, like, what was it that was so severe? And I'm guessing, because it talked about counterterrorism operation, it talked about, I don't mean this article specifically, but the other articles I've read, and it said something about a plane bomb throw up. And then what an interesting comment that was made by somebody from, I believe the Justice Department said, is basically, well, it was a terror possible attack that we were a part of in some way. I got the feeling, and this is not based on any specific evidence or anything, it's just my projection as far as it sounded like it was one of those setups, you know, where the government likes works with these people to bomb a plane, you know, and which seems to be most of the operations they do are kind of like they work with people and they're like, hey, you know, you want to bomb a plane, and they find out people who would be willing to bomb the plane, and then those people are the terrorists. So it's, in a way, I guess it's like, what do you call it? Entrapment? So, and this is not the first time this has been done. I'm just guessing that maybe it was one of those, and maybe that's why it was so embarrassing that there is a leak within this very tight program of setting up of, you know, fake terrorist attacks in order to trap potential terrorists, that's what they're trying to find out. But Obama has become the president that takes down whistleblowers. You can go on Democracy Now! And learn about that. He's been very, very much in favor of the government spying on people. And, you know, I don't like that. He's not doing any better than Bush in that regard. And neither am I. What the fuck is that? That goddamn fan is always on. You know, already it creates the fear that reporters are going to get spied on. And that's what's so terrible about it. Like the possibility that everything you do might get spied on. Oh, so this is where the larger topic of mine comes into play. Mm-hmm. Gurgle and girdle combined. So I'm bothered by... I thought I wrote it down, but... I'm bothered by the fact that we're sort of teeter-tottering our rights away, and it's okay. You know, like, it's like that. We don't need this right. Just take a little bit. It's okay. We got TV. Got my iPhone. It was like, as our consumerism becomes the opiate of the masses, you know, as we lose our, really, I mean, I think these are privacy rights, specifically that I'm talking about mainly, but there's others. But I feel like it's mostly about privacy. And I think that somewhere along the way, we just became, as a society, we became, and certainly not every, my farts are starting to sound like my father's. I guess my ass is getting loose like my cunt. But, you know, we're just starting to not give, I don't think a lot of people, it's like Vera said to me, well, what have you got to hide? You know, she was playing devil's advocate. Maybe that's not the other, maybe that wasn't really her opinion. But she said, and this was in relation to something else regarding, you know, privacy, you know. Like what the argument being to what a X privacy issue is. Well, if I'm doing nothing wrong, I've got nothing to hide. And, you know, you can say that about drug testing. You can say that about search and seizure. You can say that about, you know, a lot of things. So if you've got nothing to hide, then, you know, why shouldn't you be spied on? That's her argument and a lot of people's arguments, and also an excuse of not giving a shit. But, you know, how do you explain? To me, it's like a right you have as a human. And that's why it's called a human rights violation when you take something away, like the right for somebody to not eat if he doesn't want to eat. That's a human right. And so if somebody doesn't eat, you know, as a protest, like these people in Guantanamo, then should they be force-fed? Maybe that's a bad example because there are some circumstances like when you're in the hospital and you're sick when you do have to be force-fed. But, you know, there's a difference between, I don't know, I think it's hard to explain to somebody why there are rights you get as a human being that have nothing to do with the law, just rights you should have as a human, and why everybody has a right to privacy. It's like, nobody has the right to touch me. Nobody has the right to take my life. Nobody has the right to take another person's life, period, in my opinion. You know, and the right to privacy is like that too. And I'm not even explaining it right, I guess. But I don't like how we've sort of willy-nilly it away. You know, I remember when I was younger, you know, the drug testing came up and people started to get, you know, up in arms about that. Like, oh, drug testing, you can't do that. That's privacy. Nobody even questions it now. Oh, drug testing, you know, that's just what you do. You pee in a cup and somebody tests your pee. But that's a privacy violation. It's a huge privacy violation. I mean, why does it, why, like, okay, so it's one thing if you're an Amtrak driver, a plane driver, when you're jeopardizing people's safety, but if you're working at McDonald's and you're high, you know, is that going to, what, endanger people? Or if you're pushing a pencil and you're an accountant, what, you're endangering somebody's life if you're on drugs, you know? It's your behavior that matters. So if somebody acts high, then they're misbehaving. And then, I don't know what I'm talking about. Why do I keep saying that? I mean, we have rights, and we should stick up for those rights. They're very important. The press is the fourth estate. They're supposed to be the non-governmental branch of, you know, there are check and balance. They're how we make sure that the government isn't fucking with us. And when you take that away, I mean, this was one of the founding principles of America. You know, you have to have a free press. Nothing works without it because you can't report. So, you know, the government doesn't have a right to just find out, you know, just bypass the law any more than, you know, there are constitutional rights that we have that have been violated more and more, starting with George W. Bush mainly, and continuing with Obama. And it's not helping the reputation that the Republicans are trying to push on him, that he's this government guy. He just wants to be the government to be bigger and bigger, you know, when he does shit like this. I'm sure that they probably feel like they have a really good reason to do it, but, you know, rights come first, and and that's the concept that I think people fail to grasp. Like, well, if I can do this to save a life, then, you know, like, in other words, God, I wish I could talk better because I feel like, you know, I'm not making sense to people. But in other words, okay, so rights matter. Rights don't matter. My right to privacy doesn't matter, you know, because we're trying to find terrorists. The government is. So let the government intrude on us and see what we're doing, read our emails, you know, take our Gmail, no problem. They do all that. You know, let them spy on our press. Let them spy on our press so that we can't even find out what the government's doing, and we lose control over the whole process. But don't you dare take our guns away. That right we will cling to and fight for. But how do you know when to fight if you don't have a press that's free? You know? How do you know when to fucking fight? You know, if you don't know anything, you don't have any right to privacy because you're being spied on, then good for you. You have a gun. What are you going to fucking do with it? You know, you're going to have a gun and just give you an it'll give you an excuse to for the government to kill you. A gun. Give me a fucking break.
Because I do it every day.
This is Griselda.
Sorry to interrupt, but it's important. I'm buying salmon for dinner.
And I said,
why is that important?
And she said, mazel tov.
Because I do it every day.
Yeah. All right, thanks. Anyway, so that's kind of the point I wanted to make. I'm a little upset as to why it's not on my to-do list. Maybe it's in another section. Today, call for body work. Yeah, I got a free body work for my birthday. I got to do that. ID theft check, yeah. Pay quarterlies. Pay that, pay that. Pay this, that, the other thing. Post Sylvia. Oh, yeah, I have a good Sylvia video that somebody made that I have to fix up and edit. Oh, I also have to, let me tell Siri this. Remember to post video of black lady freaking out on cell phone on bus. Okay. Let's see. That looks good. I've added it. She does. I told her, I made her shut up I hate when she just talks really loud in front of people, so I made that shut up, unless it's up to my ear.
Post video of black lady freaking out on cell phone on the bus.
Right. So that goes under yeast. No, that just goes under general. Let's see. Unsubscribe to lynda.com. Yeah, that's true. Fucking waste of time. Public storage. Oh, yeah, I need to get rid of my storage. Ugh. I hate these things. They're on my to-do list for fucking ever, you know? Yeast tasks. Maybe I put it under yeast tasks. Oh, yeah, I did. I put it in the wrong. Yeast tasks. Upload old grums to web. Yeah, that's I've been working on forever. Exclamation point times three. Talk about how we have given up pretty much all our rights. All of our rights are negotiable except for guns. Okay, did I make that clear? I'm sorry if it took a year. Oh, I got a nice picture from Crayos. What is this a picture of? More nappies in the bathroom? Why does he keep sending me pictures of nappies in the bathroom? He works at one of these companies where you get to play ping pong or something at the office and bring your dog and act cool. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, in my experience, that just means they pay you less for perks with a Q-U-E, like the other things with Q-U-E. Let's see here. Machliost. What would I do without Machliost? I remember one time, a long time ago, Reagan said he likes when I use lists. Reagan Fox said he likes when I use lists because it makes me stick to a topic. Okay, I wanted to talk about prison, yeast radio topic, prison sentences, yes. Okay, so I don't know. Have I talked about this? I don't remember. Perhaps I did. I'm senile. I'm early onset Alzheimer's, although it's practically on time Alzheimer's now. Now, Stacey Herbert mentioned this to me when I was working with her last year in France. So I do credit her with this opine. But I don't know if I've said it here. Let me just repeat myself over and over again until I finally talk about what it is that I'm intending to talk about. Prison. Now, I hear people, I'm sure you have too, when they say, they make jokes about people going to jail, like, oh my God, Skilling from Enron, he's going to get fucked up the butt. Oh, so-and-so, he's going to get rammed. Oh, you're going to be a bitch of jail. You know, whenever you talk about a guy going to jail, there's, you know, often a joke about how he's going to get fucked. And what Stacy's observation was is that our penal system has, and I don't, that is not a pun, it's not time for one, but our penal system is basically institutionalized rape. I mean, that's really what it's become. I mean, that's what it is, at least where men are concerned. I don't know much about women, but I do know several people that have been to jail, and yeah, it's institutionalized rape. And if you're gay and feminine, that means you're going to get raped all the time up the butt, you know. And if you're straight, or if they think you're straight, then you just don't get fucked up the butt as much or something. I don't know what it is. I really don't. Unfortunately, I'm a lesbian. I've never been in jail. But the joking about it, the fact that it's institutionalized rape, that's not part of the punishment. The punishment is jail. The punishment is loss of freedom and loss of ability to go. The treatment is not rape. I mean, the punishment should not be rape, I don't believe. That's not really fair. We don't punish. Cruel and unusual punishment is forbidden in this country. Last time I checked, quit. So I think we need to stop this. And particularly, I think we need to stop. I mean, it's fine to joke. I'm really a hypocrite to say we shouldn't joke about it. But when the joke has become so mainstream, I mean, you know, I love to make off-colored jokes. But this joke has become so mainstream and hurtful. It's just boring and not ironic. So I think we need to look at our language sometimes, because it does have consequences, especially in an aggregate. Angelina Jolie's breasts. You know, all I can say about this is I think she's fucking nuts. Okay? I understand both points of view. I've read the articles. I'm just going to say it. I think she's fucking nuts. Like, oh, I'm afraid. She sounds really neurotic. Like, oh, I don't want to live my kids mommyless, so I'm mommyless. So I'm going to have my breasts removed because of some doctor's statistic that'll probably change. I think she's nuts. I mean, what's she going to do? What if she has her lip cancer? She going to get her lips removed, you know, or a lip gene? I mean, come on. And why can't they do something like, you know, how they have PrEP for AIDS, people at risk for, you know, with the bad sex or whatever, with the no condom, and they give them PrEP. So why can't she just get chemo instead or something? I mean, what the fuck? I don't know. But it's just, I think she's just crazy. It just sounds like something a crazy person would do to me. To do to me? Ooh, that's Freudian. By the way, I had a double mastectomy, so I know where she's coming from. But I actually had cancer in my breasts, both of them. So, like, I kind of think she's just an idiot. I mean, I know she adopts black kids and everything and whatever, but I didn't realize she was Joan Voight's daughter until yesterday when I read these articles, though. I've never seen a movie she's in. I don't even know who the fuck she is, really. I just know that every straight man loves her, which I think is kind of cool, because she's, in some way, she's saying a fuck you to all these straight men. And that part, I think, is cool. But I think it would be cooler if she didn't have a risk for cancer and she's just like, oh, fuck you, I'm going to cut my tits off because, you know, I'm a sex symbol and I'm against that. You know, that would have been cool. You know, and I'm not even talking about if she was an F to M tranny thing. But I mean, she just took her tits out and said, you know what? Fuck you and your fucking objectifying of me. I'm going to cut my tits off. And I would respect that. But from everything I've read, that's not what she's doing. Last Lades. Okay. That Dr. Gosnell and the abortion thing. Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? This doctor that collected fetuses and he had his staff kill these babies. He would actually birth these babies and have their necks snipped outside of the womb. Wow, that's big stuff. And it really points to the extreme end of the abortion debate, both extreme ends. And I think it should cause pro-choice people to think about how far they're willing to go in their pro-choice stance. And I know I'm not supposed to say that, and it's evil. But I say I have my own thoughts, and I have my own, opinion, and my opinions are subject to change, so I'm happy to discuss these things. I think it should force the extreme right and the extreme left to take a second look. Because yes, on one side, it does show you that, you know, as the left people would say, yes, it shows what could happen if abortions are illegal again. But that sounds like kind of a lame excuse to me, because that only shows you what happens when you do abortions way, way too late illegally. Though it does in a way, I mean, I kind of see the point. I just think it's kind of like an excuse. On the other hand, with the right, you know, I read an article. I know a lot of people didn't like it. People, took issue where there was some, and I thought it was provocative because it was a new point of view and I respect new points of view. But the argument was basically like the extreme left, like total pro-abortion people are as bad as like the Tea Party extremists, like the gun rights people to an extreme, like the people that say, don't take away my guns, no background checks, to an extreme, all gun rights, 100%. This person was postulating that they are just as bad in a similar way as the abortion people on the left, saying, do not take our abortion rights away at all. We need to be able to have a baby till we are, 12 years old or whatever. And she points, the person writing, and I forget who it is, points to the fact that, in Germany, you can only get abortion, I think, up to like, 12 weeks, unless it's retarded, and then you can just birth it and kill it or something weird. A lot of European countries are like that. I did not know that. I thought Europe didn't really have restrictions in that regard. But generally, from what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, like France, Germany, and I'm not sure which other country this author mentioned, but it's basically 12 weeks, and though there are exceptions. Anyway, I think Europe is often a good model for things, because I think they do a lot of things right. But more importantly, there was this big partial birth abortion debate a long time ago. But I think more importantly, you have to look at the idea of compromise. And that's so difficult, especially when you're talking about something that, you know, people are so passionate about on both sides. But when you have a country that's that has extreme points of view on both sides, you have to compromise. I mean, so maybe you do have to say no abortion after 12 weeks, unless the mother's life is, I don't know. I'm not a legislator. And I know that's heresy. But I have to think, I think it's important for me to be intellectually honest. And when I see an argument that is worth reprocessing, I should owe it to myself to do that. Anyway, I think my vagina is itching. Wait, I checked it off. Why isn't it syncing to my goddamn other holder? East Radio topic, abortions. Let's see. What is this link? I don't know what this is. I don't know what that is. I'll have to look at that another time. Anyway, I'm finna go. And should I play this other PVC Liberal quit clip? No, I think maybe not. I think I'll wait. It's been a long drum hole, and I'll just say goodbye, and I don't have anything to play at the end, though. Oh, shit me. Oh, Christ on a stick. Okay, I need something to play. Do I? Let's see. Top rated. God, I hate when I gotta go. I really gotta go. Let's see. What do I have here? Oh, maybe Queen? Maybe that would be nice. Let's see. I like the Bicycle Race song. I haven't heard that in forever. Bohemian Rhapsody. This reminds me of Scientology. If you've read some of those books I told you about yesterday, maybe you'll understand why. Anyway, how long is this song? Ah, it's only 3 minutes. We can do this.
Bicycle, bicycle. Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And yours was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose,
I say
say, Roy,
say, God,
give me a choice.
Say, Lord,
I say, Christ, I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman.
All I wanna do is bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my
bicycle. Races are coming your way.
So forget all your duties. Oh yeah.
See the light. What do you mean you can't see the light? Then ask for it.